Hello, Lizette. How have you been?
Pretty good.
I know. I'm doing really well now. I'm like such an excellent person right now. I'm so much better than I was when we were originally together.
Yes. Yeah. Explain me more about that.
Well, you know how things weren't going well and you broke up with me? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm now smarter. I'm in shape, you see? Look, yes. Look. And I've got nice new clothes. And look at this hot car over here.
Yes, oh. A 90-day car.
Yeah, you like that, huh? Mm-hmm. Look in my wallet. See this picture? See that really beautiful woman in there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the woman that I was dating. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm dating, really beautiful women now and all that. But you know what?
What happened?
Something's missing.
What?
That relationship that we had together. I'm going to get you back. Yeah, I want our relationship back. Yeah. How about it? You want to go out with me?
Yes, of course.
How? You do?
Well, how you can do?
What do you mean? How to get you back?
You told me.
Yeah.
You have a own strategy.
You know, my strategy is to ask you to go back out with me. You don't want to go back out with me? What's your problem? Don't you love me anymore? I still have feelings for you.
You do something wrong because...
Nothing's wrong with me.
You really
feel well? I'm different now. I'm really different now.
And you're
Listen,
sure?
My doctors say everything's okay. Mm-hmm. That I'm back up to being normal. I'm no longer abnormal. Yeah. Hmm. And that it's safe for me in general society.
Okay.
So what about it? Come on, let's go on a date.
I am busy, really. I need to work because
Please go back out with me, please.
But you know what? You usually say I change, I am another person.
I have changed.
The same.
No, I'm different. Look at my clothes.
Yes, you look like well, but...
So if I look good, I must be better, right? This isn't gonna work. Sometimes, Lizette, don't you think people do the oddest things to try to get their ex back? They change how they look, they act differently, they think the relationship's going to be different.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Love Works with Lizette.
And Jim.
Our special program tonight is how to get your ex back. Very simple steps. First, we're going to talk about some ways that we're going to critique on how others think you should get your ex back. And then we're going to also talk about ways that work. Maybe not to get your ex back, but to get your relationship back. Because you want a relationship, right? You may want it with the person you're with, but you may want that perfect relationship with someone you haven't met yet, but you know deep down exactly what that means to you. Well, tonight we're going to discuss that.
Oh, so great.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, man. Okay, so first, by the way, we were just kidding around at first. Lizette and I are still very much in love, very much married, very much together. Yes, we are. Baby, aren't we? Come on.
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you. No cry again, please.
Come on.
All right. So tonight, first, we're going to talk about how to get your ex back based upon some recommendations we've seen. We just kind of scan the internet to see what people do when they talk about relationships. And we find some things that is interesting. For instance, it doesn't matter. Here's the recommendation. It doesn't matter who broke up. It doesn't matter why. But you want your ex back, right? Well, how do you get that person back? What works and what doesn't and why? Well, here, the number one thing you should do is don't worry about what went wrong with the relationship. Don't worry about communication issues. Don't worry about past patterns and programs that cause bad karma, bad communication, infidelity, and not trusting the other person. Don't worry about any of that. Okay. These tips will get that ex back no matter what. First, what you do is here's the first one. Ready for the first one?
Yes.
This is great.
I'm scared.
Yeah, here it is. Mm-hmm. Get better. You need to be better than the person remembers you as, if that means get better educated, get stronger, get prettier, get more handsome, drive a nicer car, get a better job, just be better. So suddenly they're in awe of, wow, look at what I am missing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone can just get better. And if they're better, all those old hang-ups, all those old problems will suddenly go away because now you're more attractive, right?
Yeah, maybe you find new person better.
When I am better.
Because it's better.
So in any case, I think the number one tip here of getting better is actually good in one way. It's good for you to get better, mm-hmm. but better for yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Not better for the ex. Mm-hmm. That when you are better for yourself, and we'll talk about this later a little bit, when you're better for yourself, you'll attract the right relationship. When you stop focusing on the wrong relationship and how to coerce or change that old relationship into a better relationship. There are tips that if you're already together and you want to stay together, that you can do. But to camouflage yourself mm-hmm. in new attire, in a new body, in a different way of speaking, just to be interesting and attractive to that ex of yours, that's temporary.
Usually you return to your original personality because it's that one moment only for sure. this person, but you find new person and maybe you are the same.
Exactly. And you can't remember what lie you just told. Yes, I just was accepted to Harvard Medical School. Here's my syringe and here's my thermocouple. What? My thermometer? Thermocouple? We're not doing process control.
Oh my God.
Lovey. Okay. Number two, the second step to getting back with your ex is you need to forgive your ex. If they cheated on you, if they yelled at you, if you feel like you were the victim of abuse, forgive them because you need to forgive them in order to get them back. You still have those feelings for that person. You still want to be with them for whatever reason because that chemistry is there. There's a hole in your heart, but they hurt you. So you need to forget about the hurt. You need to forgive them and don't worry about it because it can't possibly happen again, right?
You think?
Well, this is the number two recommendation that this website gives. Okay. Forgive them.
Okay, but is it the guy repeat the same?
It says, just whatever that was done wrong, just forget about it. Just erase it. Pretend it never happened.
No discuss about that.
No, you better not talk about that.
Not talking about that.
No, we can't talk about that.
All right.
You know that episode that happened in Las Vegas when I was on that business trip? Mm-hmm. We can't talk about that anymore because...
It's the past.
It's the past.
Okay.
So, you know, there's like that easy button that they have at one of those Office Depot, Office Max, they have the easy mm-hmm. button. You press mm-hmm. it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. You just press the button and reset the entire relationship.
All right.
All past wrongs are instantly forgiven, instantly erased. Okay. You know what? This mm-hmm. is unrealistic, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Okay. Usually for the woman, we remember everything every day.
Do you?
The typical, really? In generals, okay.
What's your name? I don't even remember your name. This is incredible, huh?
Yes,
I'm a guy.
This is good, a guy.
Yeah, that's how guys are.
What did you eat last night?
I don't know.
Yes?
You didn't even make dinner last night. Oh, wait, you did.
Come on, the program.
Oh, sorry. Now, number three is don't find a new relationship. If you want to get back with your ex, no matter what they did to you, don't find a new relationship to get yourself involved in. Mm-hmm. For a couple of reasons. One, you don't want somebody that gets you over that other person. You don't want a rebound relationship. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to now be upset at you. So if you know, they may think you're cheating on them. You know, if you go to a party with somebody, if you post pictures on Facebook, if you are seen as being happy.
Sometimes it's the type, the game, you know, the people do that for feel jealous and the guy believe, oh my God, I lost the hair. He running for take again the relationship.
Yeah. Well, this recommendation.
Yes.
It
depends how, what can the behavior have this person because the same medicines not work for everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, here is the reason this recommendation says don't get involved with someone new. It's not what you think. It's not don't get involved with someone new because it could be a rebound relationship or you could like them better. It's don't get involved with someone new if you want your ex back, because you need to have this vacuum around you of you are available, that you're still out there and nobody's with you. When your ex sees you with nobody, they can picture themselves with you again. Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Now, I think the whole premise of this is you had a bad relationship. No matter what the reason was that you ended it, they ended it, together you broke up, that here are these reasons of how to get back. This almost seems a little sophomoric. This seems a lot more like recommendations for the high school sweetheart or, you know, the young person. That these recommendations given to a more mature person almost sound weird, strange.
Yes, it's at this moment it's funny. I remember one relationship they had.
You had other relationships?
In the past.
Okay.
And it's funny because I know the guys. Maybe we have the dating 2 months, 3 months. And the 3 months, he told me about that he want marry with me.
Oh.
He said, no, I guess it's all so soon. We need to wait. But in the same time, I find some lie to me some way. We broke.
Okay.
The family said, you know, he missed you. He won't return with you.
Oh.
Yes, but on the most, maybe 20 days after, he married with the other woman.
Already married.
Yes, when I know the news, he missed me.
He did. He missed you a lot, so much. He must have just mistaken the other woman for you. Lizette, will you marry me? Yes. Who are you?
Yes.
It was too late. Like he was married. But when we come back on Love Works with Lizette and Jim, did I just say that?
Yes.
When we come back on Love Works with Lizette.
And Jim.
On LATalkRadio.com. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, we'll talk more about great recommendations on how you can get that ex back and why they may or may not work. And then we'll give you some real tips on what you can do to regain, retain, or build a stronger relationship. We'll be back right after this. What if you could find your perfect match in 90 days? What if you could discover the true nature of your partner so you could have deeper, more meaningful communication than ever before? Well, if you read Single, How I Found My Perfect Match in 90 Days by Lizette Guevara and Jim Gulnick, you'll find out just how to do that with step-by-step instructions, worksheets, and charts. The book uncovers you as you uncover who you are, what you want, and what you want in your relationship. Come find it at 90daysoulmate.com or on amazon.com. That's Single, How I Found My Perfect Match in 90 Days by Lizette Guevara and Jim Gulnick on 90daysoulmate.com and amazon.com. Welcome back to Love Works with Lizette.
And Jim.
On LATalkRadio.com. Tonight we're talking about how to get that ex back. No matter what happened in that past relationship, no matter how awful it was, if you find yourself missing them, what you can do to coerce your way, to force your way back into that relationship so they must want you, they must have you. Doesn't that sound like a great idea? No, it doesn't. Well, here we go. We talked about get better. We talked about forgiving the other person. And we talked a little bit about don't find someone else. Make sure you stay available for that person who at some point in their life may decide, oh my, I can't believe I made a mistake and I broke up and I need to be back with you. You know, I understand people get hurt, but they have to also realize that when so much focus is put on a bad relationship.
Also, it's not recommended. Sometimes the people try to go to the party, they go to the different place, try to to distraction for not remember the relationship.
It's not recommended to do that?
Is it? You need to balance because usually you go for the nightclub, dance in the night. Okay. You everybody say, hey, I saw your ex in this bar or this restaurant, you right. know. And the party, you believe these people don't miss me, you know?
Yeah, if you're doing that mm-hmm. and if they see that. Now, the point is that the recommendation is if you're done with a relationship, if the relationship is broken, now here's real advice, mm-hmm. is to move on. Mm-hmm. To, yes, get better, but part of getting better is to do things you really want to do, you're really interested in, that help you build yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, uh-huh. intellectually, to get in touch with who you are as a person. That's real advice. So next is change yourself. So the recommendation from this website is that you really want this person back, then you must change because obviously they didn't want you or something about you caused the relationship to go bad. So the only way to get this person back is you need to change. And if you keep doing what you used to do with this person, it's not going to work just like it didn't before. So you must change. Now, this is to me a little silly. One is, people really can't change unless they really want to, number one. And number two, if you're changing just in order to get the relationship going again, you may actually get the relationship going again because you've convinced the other person that you've changed. Remember that conversation we had early on in the program? I've changed. You're trying to convince the other person you've changed. Please take me back. Now, say they take you back and you start relaxing again. You're no longer on edge. You're no longer nervous about losing the person. You start sliding back into your normal behavior. And when you're back in your normal behavior, you have the same interaction that you did before, where you share 50% of the responsibility. And when things don't go well, you're back in the same boat.
Yes, but you need to know, because I believe that some people change, okay? But when you have this kind of conversation, when you can recognize what is your part, the 50%, the responsible, right. and what happened, you make a commitment, you may agree about what is the new condition or the new way for working together.
Okay.
Because say that the people don't change completely, it's not real. I know the person can, I believe in continued improvement, you know what I mean?
Well, yes. But a continual improvement mm-hmm. takes time. It takes effort.
It's time. It is not exactly the one moment, the tomorrow I'm changed. No, you need to take out the
time. I mean, we go to college to change who we are as a person in mm-hmm. order to do a job which we can't do 4 years prior, but now after 4 years of school, we've learned something uh-huh. through continuous study and work for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. And that type of change, if you say, I want to change in a relationship, and it's a drastic change, you know, I'm always moody, I'm always angry, I nag the other person, oh, I know I fly off the handle and I have... If you say, oh, instantly I'm going to change, uh-huh. we don't have necessarily life changes that happen in an instant. We can have decisions that happen in an instant, but then we need to work on the change for a lifetime. Or...
You need to show... I'll say
you need to show. It's the difference between intending to do something mm-hmm. and actually doing it.
Yes.
It's like we talk about this in psychology all the time, right? Which is we have values and beliefs, we have thoughts, and we have action. We may have values and beliefs that are one thing, and let's ignore them for a second. But if our thought is, I want to be different, but we never take the action, we never actually do it, we don't have the behavior, it's not going to happen. Also, if our values and beliefs are one of, You know what? I'm just really casual. I don't like dressing up. I came from a family like that. It's part of my pattern. But my thoughts are saying to me, well, I need to dress up. I need to be prompt. I need to be on time. I need to dress formally in order to romance that girl, that woman. And that's what my mind is saying, right? My mind is saying that. Mm-hmm. I need to take action and continuous action for a while and get feedback from my actions through my thoughts to my values and beliefs, because my values and beliefs have to change. That if my values and beliefs and programming that I grew up with doesn't change, just the thought of doing something different is out of congruency with my beliefs and values. So although I may want to do it, when I fall back into what's natural, what's innate, what's in me from my environment and upbringing, if it's not the same, when I stop thinking and I just start behaving automatically, I start behaving based upon my beliefs and values, not on my thoughts. And my beliefs and values, if they're different, I'll revert back to those. Once I start behaving that way, my thoughts, which are in between, will start syncing back up with my beliefs and values and actions, which aren't the actions that I actually want to do when I'm thinking about it. Did that make any sense? That if my thoughts are different, like I think right now that I want to be a dancer, but you know, my beliefs and values are my family hated dancers. They thought it was really silly for anyone to dance. And my behavior is I'm a really bad dancer and I never want to practice. It doesn't matter what my thoughts think, because when I think, I might think I want to dance, but when I don't think, I know innately that I don't want to.
Is the reason you're not dancing with
me? Oh, baby. I'm scared to dance. I think I'll be so good that they'll try to get me to join some Broadway musical, have me dance all over the stage, maybe even join Dancing with the Stars, you know?
We only need to dance you with me. No, in Hollywood enough.
Okay. So, we just talked about changing yourself. You can change yourself, but it takes time. And don't do it to get the other person, because then you'll change how you think you need to be for them rather than how you need to be for you.
Also, for this area, I believe that you need to thinking what kind of the behavior you have the ability for accept the other person, because usually you want to change your to your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you don't want to change yourself because you are perfect.
Yes, okay? I understand
if
that.
You try to change the other, you need to think about if you accept really this kind of problem with your partner, because you can say, okay, I forget that, we continue, but it appears the same behavior because it's logical, his behavior or her behavior. You need to know how you accept the people like that.
You have to decide if you're willing to accept that behavior or not. Are you willing to accept them how they were? And that is the change. The change is, can I accept
them?
It's
for you.
But they, but if they never accepted you before, have they changed? Now, you may say, how do I change what I do to get them to change? Because in actuality, that's what you're doing. You're saying, what do I have to do so they no longer reject me? Now, if this is the difference. Let's go to real advice again. Real advice. A couple are having a hard time in a relationship. They're not getting along. They're thinking about breaking up. They want to get better. The difference here is they together want to get better. They can then decipher what's going on in their relationship. They can look at what their patterns and programs were when they were children. What culturally, why can't I say words tonight? I don't know.
For me, it's more difficult.
But they look at how those things differ so they can get an understanding, the base understanding. It's, and I think we talked about this a long time ago. If I know you only speak Spanish, I can't talk to you in English. I have to learn to speak to you in Spanish. When two people are in a relationship, they think they're communicating with the other person without understanding what is the language. The language doesn't mean Spanish, German, French. But what do words mean when I say them to this person? Do they carry the same meaning that I think they do? Do they understand what I'm saying? And when they, you know, when people say, and women always say this in relationships, or should I say most of the time, which is we want more communication. You know, if something goes wrong, it's we just don't communicate anymore. When something goes wrong, the guy says...
The communication is more for attitude in comparison for the language. It's also, today I have one experience in one seminar. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because the 80% of the people speak Spanish, only 20% English. I try to explain the person that we need to talk in two language. Maybe I need translate or the other people translate, but the attitude is, I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I cross the arms.
Cross the arms. Okay.
Take out the phone. Don't see the screen. No way for the moment. When the woman, the translation, the people get up the chair, it go out. You say, what? Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is not the different language. The problem is the attitude. I guess in the relationship, when two people talk the same language, but I have the really rude attitude, don't have a empathy, communication, empathic, when you can put really connection with the other, try to understand what happened, you can communicate.
So if you don't care to understand or check to see if the person understands what you're saying, mm-hmm. and if you understand what they're saying. You know, this is one of the rules of communication in business, which is mm-hmm. if you're communicating with a client, with an employee, with a manager, that you check for understanding. If they're telling you to do a task, you want to make sure you're doing the right task and not something you just think you're supposed to do. So you check back. Are you saying I need to do this and by this time mm-hmm. and this is what you want as a deliverable? Yes. No, that's not what I meant.
Yes, but usually when have communication in the couples, when a lot of emotion, a lot of ego, a lot of situation, you not pay attention to me, I not talk more, I be angry, I close the my connect, the visual mm-hmm. connect, I make it do something different because I'm be angry. Mm-hmm. You know, try to really say what happened, why we can't talk. You know, and different attitude.
So attitude is something that can open or close communication.
Yes.
So if you are trying to get back a relationship, trying to get back an ex, but there is an attitude that whenever you're in the room together, that constantly builds and creates a wall, that if you can't break that attitude, it doesn't matter what you want.
Yes.
Right? It matters what the combined, joined attitude is. Mm-hmm. And if you keep falling back into that attitude together, two notes that are not in harmony, mm-hmm. that sound like awful together, that when you put them together, it's just like, we can't, I don't know what it is, but whenever I try to communicate, we get to a point of arguing. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter how much I want to be with that person, you have to understand, if you can't have that connection, you know, it's, unfortunately, people find out late in life that sometimes they got in their relationship without knowing they had the connection. They felt chemistry. But they didn't have the deep connection. Other people had the deep connection and chemistry. And other people, they just really liked the person And they developed chemistry after having the connection. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is let's help others build their connection to each other. And really, for a couple, that starts with both deciding that they want to do that and then working on the underlying communication issues. I don't even call them issues. Let's call them opportunities. The underlying communication opportunities to build a better understanding of what each means to each other. We have so little time here on earth that to waste it in argument, to waste it in fights, and not to share our time in love, in wonderful love, is an awful thing. Please make a commitment that you want to spend your time here on earth in love with your partner, with friends, with family, with the world. We'll make that commitment to you. We'll be back right after this on Love Works with Lizette
and Jim.
What if you could find your perfect match in 90 days? What if you could discover the true nature of your partner so you could have deeper, more meaningful communication than ever before? Well, if you read Single, How I Found My Perfect Match in 90 Days by Lizette Guevara and Jim Gulnick, you'll find out just how to do that with step-by-step instructions, worksheets, and charts. The book uncovers you as you uncover who you are, what you want, and what you want in your relationship. Come find it at 90daysoulmate.com or on amazon.com. That's Single, How I Found My Perfect Match in 90 Days by Lizette Guevara and Jim Gulnick on 90daysoulmate.com and amazon.com. Welcome back to Love Works with Lizette
and Jim
on latalkradio.com every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Tonight, we're talking about how to get that ex back. Sometimes people think getting the ex back is finding some way to retaliate, to get a vendetta going, to be a vigilante, how to get them back, key their car. No, don't do that. We're not recommending that. Don't do anything you'll regret. How to get them back is not doing that, getting better, getting on with your life, improving yourself to where you want to be, and finding that right person who meets you where you are and doesn't tell you you need to be somewhere else to be with them. Anyway, going back to some of these really wonderful recommendations that we're criticizing, here's one for you. You need to initiate contact. You need to get back in contact with that ex if you want to get them back. You need to somehow figure out how to be in the same room, to be in the same location, to show up, you know, where they work. You need to figure out how to get in contact. But here's the great recommendation is don't do anything that reminds them of a bad experience in the past. So if you do see them, don't bring up any bad situation. Don't remind them of anything that caused an argument in the past. You should just walk on eggshells. So that way, there's nothing ever that's brought up that could be bad. Because that way, you'll develop a great deep relationship with that ex. Here we go again. It's how to coerce yourself back into a relationship. I've changed. I'll have sex with you every single night. I've changed. I'll pay for everything. I've changed. I'll never argue. I've changed. I work out all the time now and I'm athletic. I've changed. I won't touch a drink anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all these things that we can pretend that we've done, that we've only done because we need to get that relationship back, that once we get comfortable, we'll fall to the wayside because there's no more motivation. When we talk about somebody doing something, there are three things that we always look at. Do they have the ability to do it? Right? That's one. Do they have the motivation to do it? That's number two. And I think number three.
Knowledge?
Well, the knowledge is part of the ability. And then the third part is, do they have the resources to do it? Right? So it's, do they have, let's try it again. Ability.
Knowledge.
Ability and knowledge together, right? Do they have the motivation? And do they have the resources? So if you want somebody to get back with you, one, do they have the ability? Oh, they got married again and they have children. Well, maybe you shouldn't be breaking up that relationship and trying to get them back with you. Number two, do they have the motivation? Well, you were a real jerk to them, but you've changed now, so you'll somehow coerce them to be back in that relationship, so you'll create that motivation that wasn't there. And three, do they have the resources? Well, you also want them to pay for everything, or you also want them to move across the country and visit you, or you want them to do X, Y, or Z that they're just not able to, or you are very sophisticated, but they grew up in a household that liked blue-collar stuff. They liked drag racing. They not like NASCAR. They like things that you didn't, and they don't really want to live in your world, and you're trying to get them into your world. One, you look at that. They don't want to be. They don't have the motivation. They don't have the background or the skills necessary to talk about horseback riding. They don't want to. I mean, the thing is, you have to see where the other person is and if they have those three things. One, the ability. Two, the resources. And three, the motivation. If they don't have those things, they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to do, quote, that task. They're not going to do that behavior that you want them to do. So just because you've initiated contact doesn't mean they're going to want to be with you. And if you fake all these things to give them motivation to come back in the relationship, as soon as you take that motivation away, where do you leave them? Where do you leave yourself? You leave yourself back in that point of having arguments and having things go right back to where they were. Number six, here's the sixth way of getting that ex back. When you do start to date again, when you do start to have a relationship again, have the night of your life with them in an intimate way. Make them compare you to anybody they've ever been with and blow their mind. This isn't us talking. This isn't Lizette and Jim talking now. This is the recommendation of this website. Yeah. So once again, do something you've never done before and you have no intention of ever doing again just to blow their mind and make them feel, wow, no one's ever been like this with me before. So basically, fake what? Fake liking to do stuff that you really don't want to do just to make them, take notice of you. I mean, that's crazy. If it's something you've never done before, never wanted to do, this advice of going out of the way to do this. Now, let me rephrase this though. If that's what you really wanted to do all along, but were afraid to, and now that is who you are, by all means, go ahead and do it. But don't take someone's advice that says, do this to get them back. Because once they're back, they're going to expect that all the time. And if you're not that type of person, you've just set the relationship up for failure. False expectation. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Number seven. All right. Well, if you go back in the relationship and you go back to your old ways, don't take the relationship for granted. This may be good advice in one sense, is that you don't want to take a relationship for granted. You've done all these things. You've gotten that relationship back together. Never take it for granted. I would say that that's true with any relationship, that you should never take the relationship for granted. That sometimes we do that because we get tired, we get lazy. Not of the other person. That's just how we get in life. It's like when we're hungry. You know, I know that for me, when I get hungry and tired, sometimes I get a little bit mean. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
Why's that?
It's too emotional.
Because when I get hungry and tired, I want to go out and kill an animal and eat it. But we don't live in the woods anymore. So unfortunately, we still have those emotions, those innate reactions to hunger. And when we don't have the response that we should be directed towards, which is go out and hunt for a rabbit and really have your senses heightened, right? Your sense, the ability to see, the ability to react, fast reactions, quick reaction to stimulus. That's what happens because we need to figure out how to kill that animal. Mm-hmm. That now I'm home, I'm hungry, and who am I facing when I'm hungry and home and I'm tired?
Don't kill me.
But isn't it funny that we come home from work after a long day of work and we're tired and we're hungry, and now we spend time with our spouse? Why don't we get hungry and tired and go to work? Why don't we do that? Because then we'll be hungry and tired at work and we'll go hunt and sell something. We'll go hunt and fix something. We'll go hunt and solve a problem. Mm-hmm. But we're hungry and tired when we come home and we get together with our spouse, with our partner, and we have these innate emotions, which are, I've got to hunt something. Then we eat, and then that helps put us to sleep because now the blood goes to our stomach. So we have a tendency to not be at our best performance when we come home. And then we eat, and so we set ourselves up for when we are most attentive is mostly during the day when we go to work. So going back to not taking things for granted, I think that's a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the wrong recommendation when it's in a series of wrong recommendations of coerce yourself back into a relationship, give them the night of their life in bed, do all these things, and then don't take the relationship for granted because now you've trapped them in this relationship again. I think if the intention is to help somebody try to get their ex back, I understand all these recommendations as ways that people can see of how traditionally to get someone back. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about looking at a movie, looking at reality TV, if you're talking about The Bachelor, all these things are methods of coercion and influence and power that aren't real in loving, connective relationships. At least that's what I think. What do you think, Lizette?
Yes.
Yes? What else do you got here? You know what? I wanted to go to a news pit, a news bit, a little bit about
what
news.
What do you think about when the people have this situation, you believe, I recommend they call the person or when you need to call, because I guess they use it when you broke, you try to make the people miss you, but at the same time you want to talk. Is you not call in 20 days, what happened?
I won't call. I'm not going to talk to him. I remember you had somebody you spoke with, and they had a fight with their boyfriend, and the guy said, let me be. Mm-hmm. And so she was going to leave him alone, and your recommendation was just let him be for a day or two. Mm-hmm. And she agreed to do that. And then later that day, she said, oh, she already called him.
Yes.
That she couldn't, because emotionally, and that's the tough part, is that we are emotional animals.
Yes. Right? I read some recommend also on internet, say that the day the 1 and 7, you need to be silent, quiet, no call, no email, no text. The 8 and 14 day, maybe you need to write, say, how are you? How you feel?
So here's a programmed way of getting like someone back. Yes. Don't say anything for the first 7 days. From 8 to 14, just say, how are you? Day 16, give them an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Either you contact me and go back out with me, or I'll never talk with you again.
Something like that.
Be psychotic. Mm-hmm. Did I just say that? How many 100 times a day, at what level, 100, 200 times a day, is texting somebody that you just met too many times? At what level?
It depends. Relationship.
It depends. You know, and that's the whole thing about this stuff.
Yeah, some couples maybe testing 20 times per day, or they're only one or call or never.
Sometimes I can go 3 or 4 minutes without sending you a text. No, I mean, what I think what we do sometimes is we'll go the whole day, or mm-hmm. we'll go a couple hours. That if there's something that we remember, we'll mm-hmm. email or send a text message. But it's never seen as pressure. Mm-hmm. And it's never seen as checking up on each yes. other.
It's only saying, I love you.
Yeah. And following up. And the difference is, you can check up on someone because you're not trusting them. Mm-hmm. Or you can check up on someone because you're loving them. And when you're loving them, you want to know, how are things going? How did that thing go this morning? How did that meeting go? But not, what did you do after the meeting for the last hour?
What did you do now?
Where are you now? How about now? What are you doing? Are you thinking of me? It's tough because sometimes people commit so much of their self emotionally into a relationship that they get worried. And if there isn't that depth of communication, if that connection isn't there, if that mental, intellectual, physical, spiritual, emotional connection is not there, they don't develop that level of trust of knowing that person. And so the only thing that they can do to develop that trust is to have constant communication. Mm-hmm. You know, where are you now? When are you coming home? Are you going to be home right after work? Where were you?
Like,
what took you so long?
Control is no joy. Yes.
But is it control, or is it I'm fearful? So is it the opposite of control? Is it mm-hmm. I am so fearful of losing mm-hmm. that I am out of control, so I need to check with you in order to try to hold on to the end of the rope? Instead of just saying, here's the rope. If you want to hang yourself, great, hang yourself. But if you want to come home, come home. I mean, you know, I love you so much that I trust you. And if I can't get to that point of talking to you like that, and I'm scared of what I say, and I'm scared of where you are, there is an issue that you need to talk to someone about. And that's what sometimes we do with some of our clients. Yeah. Some of the people we coach, they need to feel strong themselves. They need mm-hmm. to develop that connection with their partner. So they are connected spiritually, emotionally, physically, and intellectually. And when mm-hmm. they are able to get all those four cylinders pumping together, they are so in tune with that person in their life that there isn't an issue of trust, because it's not even a question. Mm-hmm. You are just being. We talked about being in love and sharing love with others, sharing love with your partner, sharing love with your family and your friends. That is a transparent communication. That is an openness. It's not a coercion. It's not, how can I do things to force them to love me? It's not, how can I do things to make them come back to me? It's not, how can I do things to get my ex back? It's, how can I be transparent as I am, as I want to be, as I want to grow, so my relationships are a subset of that. And I am not subject to the whims and fancies of my relationships. That we cannot be driven to action by some outside force that emotionally controls us while we get lost. We need to be, when I say control, it's not control. So we need to be congruent mm-hmm. spiritually, mentally, physically, intellectually. When we're congruent, when everything's going together, when our beliefs and values, when our thoughts, when our actions and behaviors are all the same and they match up with our partner, we're thinking of where we're going together, not how I can get them mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean how I can get them back into a relationship, but how I can get back for how they hurt me. It doesn't mean either of those things. It's, how can we move together in a relationship, in a loving relationship? Baby?
I hope that people try to recuperate the relationship, listen to the program, and maybe take some idea for discovery their self before and discovery the recuperation.
Right. And this is what I would say. If you want to get an ex back, you just talk to them and say, listen, I think we had a great time when we were together. We were a great couple. Yes. I want that again. Would you like to try to do that? Because there is some help for us. Mm-hmm. And it's not therapy. It's not led by a therapist. It's the no two of you. Right, the two of you discovering together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if there are couples out there and they want to talk about that, getting back together, understanding each other better, and they see the potential of having that great relationship with someone they already know, someone they've got to know, someone that they've seen the soil between the grass blades. If you remember the analogy, you look down into the grass you're standing on, you see the soil. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence because you don't see the soil. When you know the soil, you should know the richness and depth of your relationship. And you should work on cultivating that. And when you want to do that, send us an email. Give us a call. We can help you out. It's Love Works with Lizette
and Jim
on LATalkRadio.com. Have a great week. We'll speak to you next week.